Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for the Pool Pals.
Speaking.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I appreciate that. Happy Friday to you.
Oh my gosh, right?
And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing the Pool Pals on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. So what that would mean for you, anytime anybody goes to Google to search for pool services or any of the variations, we make sure that they see you as an option for them when they're searching from within your service area. And I know that home base for you is Bluffton, but how far do you typically travel for the work?
See, it's a little tough. Where we are located, we have, I don't know if you're familiar with South Carolina at all, but.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so, like, we're in the most southern, eastern tip of the state, like, just above the corner of Georgia. And so we're scattered by islands all around us. And the problem is that you can't just go one direction. You can't really define a mileage because you're going to run in to those islands, and some of them are only accessible by personal boat or possible ferry. Now, the ferries don't just run for the public all the time. Usually it's for people that live specifically on those islands and such. So it's very difficult to give you an identifying geographical map. What I can tell you is that if you were to look on a map and you see Bluffton, we pretty much can cover all of Bluffton. There's a few little island inlets and stuff that we can't access, but for the most part, all of Bluffton we can. We can drive onto Hilton Head Island, so that's not a problem. But any of, like, Dususki Island, you know, Beaufort County has a bunch of islands, Ladies Island, all that, we can't access those.
Okay. Yeah, and
so
I'm looking at all
really
of them
difficult.
Right now. Okay, so it sounds like as long so the reason that I ask about the service area, it's the same reason we're calling today, is we had that first page position become available in the Bluffton area, your geographic area, for that category. So our assignment today is to call through the area, fill that open position there. If we were to program you in to appear in that open position, they block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offers the same services. So Bluffton, you're for sure covering all of Bluffton and Hilton Head, correct?
Correct, yeah. And there's some further inland that we can do. It's just hard because with, like, Beaufort County, which is the county we're in, it's a huge county. And the more, like, because it's so tropical and islandy, it's very hard to say, yes, we will go to this part of the county when we can't. It could
right.
be an hour and a half away.
Okay, so we have to be specific in the cities rather than just saying the mileage. Okay, I understand.
Right.
And that we can do. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Tara. My name is Shannon.
Shannon, it's nice to meet you. How long have you been in business there in the area?
Believe it or not, my husband's been in the industry a while, but we just started with our company in April, and we officially got going in June.
Oh, so this is your first season out on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is it just the two of you, or is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just the two of us.
And so for something like this, I understand you and your husband are in this together. It sounds like you're the person who's handling all the behind the scenes, like the marketing.
Correct.
You would be the person that makes all of the marketing decisions on behalf of the company?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then the I was looking for a website for you. I didn't see. Okay, you've got the LLC.
So we were in the process, we were working on this last night, as a matter of fact. We were looking at Google Workspace. And the problem that we're having is, because I've never done this before, I'm trying to figure out my way through it. We're trying to get something where we can get hosted and also get the website and the domain and all that. But no, we don't actually have one set up yet, but we're working on trying to do so.
Okay, okay. And that might be something, well, I can ask about that as well, about a hosting. I would have to grab Tina really quickly. So let me ask you, for that first page position that we have available there today on Google, it's month-to-month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are, I know that you're brand new, but you're a 5 out of 5 star rated company already. You meet the criteria that we require, and overall, you see value in all of this, right? Being found at that moment you're needed?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what I'll do then is pull up the pricing for that position that we have available there today. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So the good news is you're new. So you can qualify for the promotion that they're running right now. It's a new in business rate, and that's a reduced rate that they have just for our newer companies. So I'm also grabbing Tina, my regional manager for the Carolinas, one, to apply that rate reduction, and then two, to ask her about the Google Workspaces, and I'll get you that pricing right now. And then Shannon, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say, when we were looking at it, when we went on to Google Workspace, it was showing us it was $12 a year. And then when you actually went into it, it was like $12 a month. And I was like, well, when you flip back to the main screen, it says $12 a year. So I'm like, I don't know which one it is.
Well, I think to submit yourself on Google, I mean, it doesn't cost you anything to submit yourself to Google. Almost every company is on Google somewhere. It's just that you're buried, right? That you just aren't being found. So what this would do is this would list you on the first page where 90% of the searches start and stop. You know, usually they don't have to go any further. But the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not really the cost. It's the availability, and that we have. But I've never heard of anything as low as $12 per day per month or per year. But yeah, let me grab Tina. We'll get you that pricing, and then that way, if you decide that you want that first page spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Hang on here. Hi, thanks for holding.